Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Lots of political action underway as after 3 weeks of a Mahagathbandhan mega rally in Kolkata, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is in New Delhi now to take forward efforts to form a United India opposition and rally to save the constitution and the democracy. The sit-in dharna she will join at the Jantar Mantar is being loosely labelled as Mahagathbandhan 2.0, and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is playing to this round of opposition muscle flexing. The protest, which is organized by the Aam Aadmi Party, is slated to take place after the parliament session, which will see the tabling of the CAG report on the controversial Rafale deal. Almost all the 20-odd political parties who shared the stage in Kolkata on 19th of January are expected to be there at today's rally as well. Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal, West Bengal CM Mamata Banerjee, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, along with National Conference leader Farooq Abdullah and Janata Dal Seculars Deva Goda have confirmed their attendance. The Congress, NCP, TDP, DMK and the Samajwadi Party, along with the BSP, are also likely to send their representatives. Now, the rally comes 2 days after Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh Chandrababu Naidu went on a day-long dharna in the national capital, demanding for special status for the state, which was promised during the state bifurcation. Several leaders, including Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi, Sharad Pawar, TMC leader Derek O'Brien and Kejriwal, had visited Naidu in a show of solidarity. Moving on, the suspense over the Comptroller and Auditor General's findings in the Rafale deal may soon end with the tabling of the report in the Parliament today. Now, adding to the string of controversies around the fighter jet deal between India and France, a report that was published in the Indian Express on Tuesday revealed that Anil Ambani had in fact visited the French Defence Minister Jean-Yves Dedrin's office in Paris almost a fortnight before the deal was finalised. Anil Ambani's Reliance Group was chosen as the offset partner for Dassault Aviation, who are the manufacturers of the Rafale aircraft. Among other issues, the deal has particularly been controversial for this choice of offset partner, as many allege that the French government under François Hollande zeroed in on reliance upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi's insistence. Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi, who's been a constant critic of the centre over the Rafale deal, in a Tuesday presser highlighted the news report and also read an email that alleges the signing of an MOU ahead of PM's visit to France. He said that it seemed like the Prime Minister is acting as a middleman for Anil Ambani in the Rafale deal. Gandhi went on to slam the CAG report and called it worthless. He further accused the Prime Minister of treason and said that he should be jailed for revealing secrets of the nation to a businessman. Immediately after, Union Minister Arun Jaitley hit out at Rahul Gandhi over his claims. In a Facebook post, Jaitley wrote, "How many more lies will be peddled to sustain a sinking dynasty? India certainly deserves better." Now, a meeting of floor leaders in Karnataka over the setting up of the SIT probe in the audio tapes is likely to take place after the standoff continued between the opposition and the government yesterday in the assembly. Speaker Ramesh Kumar, who was also implicated in the controversy, even went as far as to compare himself to a rape survivor who has to undergo repeated charges. Now, the BJP president B.S. Yediyurappa, who admitted on Sunday that it was his voice on the clip, told India Today that he, along with a few other senior BJP MLAs, would meet the speaker and convince him to have a house committee, since the SIT would be biased in its investigations. The tapes, which have been released by Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, is an alleged recording of the BJP state president, who can be heard trying to lure a JDS MLA, Nagarna Goda, through his son Sharana Goda with the promise of money and position. Moving on, the controversial citizenship bill has been listed for today's Rajya Sabha session even after naked protests took place in the northeast region. In fact, black flags were raised and in several areas effigies were burned against the bill, which seeks to provide Indian citizenship to non-Muslims from Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. Section 144 had been imposed yesterday in Manipur after the state capital Imphal erupted with protests and the police had to resort to firing in many areas. Anti-bill protesters from various tribal organizations and regional parties also led a torch rally at Jamai Puja Bazaar under Tripura's Sehpijala district, and naked protests were staged in Assam and Imphal. With this, let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. Now, the Supreme Court on Tuesday held former interim chief of the CBI, M. Nageshwara Rao, guilty of contempt of court in the Muzaffarpur shelter home rape case. Rao was sentenced to confinement in the courtroom till the rising of the court and was slapped with a penalty of rupees 1 lakh. The move came a day after Rao had tendered an unconditional apology and said that he cannot even dream of violating the court orders. However, a bench which was headed by Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi found him guilty for transferring the senior-most investigating officer in the Muzaffarpur case despite being given categorical orders by the top court. In a tragic incident in Delhi, at least 17 people died in a fire which broke out in Hotel Arpit Palace in Karol Bagh in the state capital. The police has arrested two of the hotel's manager for culpable homicide and the owner has been recorded to be absconding. Union Minister K.J. Alphonse, who visited the site on Tuesday, said that he was sure that there has been a violation of norms in the case. According to the Fire Services Department, 35 people were injured in the blaze and have been taken to nearby hospitals. Most of the 60 people in the hotel who were sleeping at the time when the fire broke out died due to asphyxiation. Among those dead, a woman and child were killed when they tried jumping from a window. The case has been transferred to the crime branch, with police pointing at huge violation of fire safety norms. Now, Samajwadi Party leaders and workers were lathi charged by the police in Prayagraj during protests that were triggered by the Yogi Adityanath government's denial of permission for SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav to travel to the city. SP MP Dharmendra Yadav is reported to be among the party men who were injured. Akhilesh Yadav on Tuesday posted pictures of him talking to airport officials and claimed that he was stopped by the authorities at the Lucknow airport in a bid to prevent him from visiting Allahabad to attend the swearing in of some student leaders. The issue took center stage in the UP legislature as SP members sat on a dharna to protest against the alleged action taken against their chief. Similar protests also paralyzed these parliament proceedings of Rajya Sabha. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.